We got the who is worse competition over here. Israel and Iran recently started bombing each other. And you know where I was when they were bombing each other? In the Middle East. I was looking up at the skies like, hey, yo, chill the f*** out, damn. I want to go back to Georgia, man. Had a layover in Qatar, and like 4 hours before I got to Qatar, Israel and Iran started bombing each other. I was seeing Tel Aviv in smokes. I immediately called the expert, my dad, and he said, nah, don't worry about it. They aren't gonna bomb Qatar. They're rich. What did Qatar even do?
Breaking news, the loud explosions that have been heard over the Qatari capital, Doha, in the past 30 minutes.
On top of this, my flight to Tbilisi flies over Iran, man. Oh my god, bro. Just let me get back to Georgia, man. Please. Come on, man. Just make up, bro. There's really nothing you guys need to be fighting over. It really is not that serious. This video sponsor is Supremacy World War 3. It's a free online PvP strategy game. And as you guys can tell by the name, it's about the next chapter in a worldwide showdown. This time, you get to participate where you can lead a real country of your choice against others in global warfare and compete against real players.
Why is the UAE playing as Israel, bro? What?
You can build your army up with tanks, jets, and submarines, where you can choose your friends and your foes by declaring war on them. And if you want to be more lore accurate, you can get your friends to play this with you and see which one succeeds more.
Let's get Chile. Yep. Yep, unprovoked war against Chile.
Everybody goes against Chile.
You guys thought it was bad? Wait until you see me.
Also, the best thing is you can play this game literally everywhere on your browser, Steam, Android, iOS, and to do that, click the link in the description so you can play it. You will get an exclusive starter pack containing one free elite bomber with the value of 25 USD, and the offer is valid for the next 30 days. Thank you so much for sponsoring the video. Bombing cities is always bad because there are a lot of innocent casualties. Of course, Israel didn't care, so if I died getting hit by a fucking Israeli missile, I would be extremely angry. Or Iranian. Persians have killed enough Georgians throughout history. I don't want to add to that number. But I also really did not like seeing people pretend that Iran is some sort of morally correct or good country. Let's not pretend that Iran is innocent when they send 5 billion Shahid drones to Ukraine, which are aimed directly at buildings where people live, where their families are raised, and where they live their lives. But to Iran, sending Shahid drones to Russia so they could use it in Ukraine was not enough. They're like, man, you know what? You can build your own Shahid drones. Here are the blueprints, man, so you can send more drones to Ukrainian buildings. And these drones are extremely dangerous, and Russia sends around 500 drones a day, once a week. Literally like 2 days ago, they sent 730 or some crazy shit like that in one night, just to terrorize their people. Iran has directly killed so many families in Ukraine, and seeing people pretend that Iran is amazing and morally good was just fucking insane to me. They bomb kids, bro. And speaking of bombing kids, there's also Israel, which is committing a genocide on a massive scale. Also, I have personal beef with Israel because in the 2008 Georgian-Russian war, our Israeli drones suddenly stopped working. Man, are the Russians that good that they knew how to shut down Israeli drones? It had us surprised. Turns out, Israel sold the codes for the drones they gave us to Russia so Russia could use it against us and made the drones useless. And they tried suing us for not paying for the drones. Oh, I'm sorry for not paying for the drones you used against me? The fuck? Who do they think they are? Iran being like this can be explained very well by their past in a way that makes sense. It does not excuse their current government from killing their own people for protesting, but I can explain how they came to power. In 1951, Mohammad Mossadegh came to power democratically as Iran's prime minister, who nationalized the oil and generally wanted good for the people. He respected democracy, civil liberties, and the rule of law. Every Persian agrees that he was a good leader and wishes he had time to lead the country. But the thing that messed him up was that he nationalized Iran's oil from Britain. So But then the British weren't making any money from Iran's oil. And as I mentioned in my last video, oil is very important. So the CIA and MI6 overthrew Mossadegh 2 years after he came to power. The oil company was the Anglo-Persian Oil Company, or better known today as BP. And what came after that was so much worse. After that came the Shah Reza Pahlavi, who was horrible. He basically sold Iran out to the Western companies, and the people were extremely poor. On top of this, he was extremely authoritarian to the point where he banned all other political parties, resulting in the 1975 election in Iran being him winning with 100% of the vote. People look at these like, oh, this was Iran before the revolution videos, but like, bro, these people are living in a dictatorship. Also, his secret police Savak was extremely brutal, spying over every journalist, students, and brutally torturing them, to the point where there is a wax figure museum in a prison they used to torture people in Tehran, where wax figures show the conditions of the prisoners who suffered under Savak. He was a king, and when everyone in your country is poor but they see these Westerners and the elite getting rich, you're gonna have some opinions about that. The people weren't getting anything. Iran's literacy rate was 37% in 1976, and that's why he was overthrown. Iran is a massive country with massive influence. It is a beacon of culture. 90 million people live there, and it's the oldest country in the world, and also it just looks so fucking cool, man. I would love to go to Iran so much, and the thing is, I don't need a visa, but if my Georgian ass ever stepped foot in Iran, I will get every single visa application in any democracy denied for the rest of my life. Also, I am scared about messing up and going to jail, so the Tehran trip will have to be delayed for me a bit. Also, I'm not sure when Israel might start bombing them again. And personally, I've had enough of Israeli and Iranian missiles for my lifetime. No matter what people might tell you, Iran's government is horrible, and supporting them is not understandable to me, honestly. I get supporting Iran over Israel, but supporting Iran's government just straight up, doing it for the love of the game, honestly does not make sense to me. I would not want to live under that government, and I don't understand it. I think some people just like to be edgy and support these tyrannical governments that their own people for protesting. What happens when they do something that you don't like, huh, personally, and then you protest? Stupid. You guys gotta think about this shit, bro. Fucking idiots. Iran moved 1500 people during the 2019-2020 protests alone, and around 500 in the 2022 protests. Last year alone, their government executed at least 975 people. Not to mention how many Ukrainians they have directly killed by not only giving Russia thousands and thousands of the extremely dangerous Iranian Shahid drones, but they were like, man, here are the blueprints. You can make more this way. You can make more this way, Russia. Please, more Ukrainian buildings. Bomb them. I gotta give it to them, though. Khamenei is the first person ever to have old tweets resurfaced and not get canceled. He even included Black Lives Matter on so many occasions. Just like I do with every country, you gotta compare the auras, man. And Iran's aura is impeccable. Not even comparing it to Israel, because Israel doesn't have aura. You don't get aura for bombing innocent. You have to earn aura with a big foe. Because they're the oldest country in the world, Iran has a very distinct and amazing culture, and I think their alphabet looks very cool. And again, Iran is so cool. Also, every Persian I've met has been such a nice and cool person. This is again the definition of, you should not judge the Persian people for who their government is, who kills them, you know. In the Middle East aura off, I would have to rank Afghanistan first, Iran second, Syria, new Syria third, Turkey fourth. Also, Erdogan is Georgian, so they get some more points for that. Yemen, Qatar, and then the rest. The thing I want people to realize is to separate Israel and the religion of Judaism and Jewish people, because in no way, shape, or form is anti-Semitism acceptable. Good thing Israel is a whole separate entity that commits crimes in the Jewish name. And for Israel, like, what do I even say here, man? If the leader of your country has an arrest warrant out by the International Criminal Court, what do you even say to that? I'm just saying, you can never find me on a list next to the Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony and Putin. You will never see me or like every other country's leader on this list. You have to do some insanely horrible shit to even imagine getting on this list. And the reasoning for bombing all these civilian buildings is that the buildings were Hamas, or the things under those buildings were Hamas. And this is how it sounds to me. This is exactly how it looks like to me. Like, what are you even talking about, bro? And the thing is, TikTok exists now, and the Israeli soldiers and civilians are for some reason obsessed with documenting what they are doing and what they think about the war.
If you don't kill those supposedly innocent kids, what would happen later? This one would kill 50 people. There will be conflicts one way or the other. So that's what the Torah says. Someone is on the way to kill you now or in a year from now. You can kill him even now, a year before. You don't have to wait a minute before. But the point is right here that Hashem says, do not have mercy on the children.
How many civilians have been killed in Gaza, from what you know?
Also, it's so comically evil. Like, what do you mean you're having a right to protest going in your country, man? Right to are we dead ass, man? Are we serious? Grown ass people, right to this is an Indian pro-Israel blue check comparing Netanyahu to Hitler because he likes them both. Don't know why Arabic countries underestimate him. Also, a lot of the same methods are used here, such as concentration camps, starvation, and if aid comes through, they just shoot the people trying to get the aid, collective punishment, that is also the same, or how in the West Bank in Hebron, there are Jewish-only streets where in Palestine, Palestinians can't walk. And Israel is very responsible for fueling anti-Semitism, which just pains me because this country brands itself as we represent all Jews to the point where they make it a Israel equals Judaism thing. It's like when your friend says, we're not scared of you. Don't put me into this shit, bro. Fuck you mean? There's so many Jewish people that don't support Israel. And when people see what the country of Israel is doing to innocent people, it fuels anti-Semitism. And the fact that if you come out against Israel, it means you are anti-Semitic and you hate Jews.
That car, there are material that appears to be anti-Semitic.
What's the anti-Semitic material?
Well, there's a small monogon.
You are telling me this person is anti-Semitic, or this person, or this person? All of these crimes are happening in the name of Jewish people, and it does not matter what you say and how anti-Semitic you actually are, as long as you support Israel. For example, Elon Musk. Yeah, Jews are ruining America by bringing brown people here, and they hate white people. Classic, the most anti-Semitic thing you can say. And Elon Musk said, you have said the actual truth. This is like World War II levels of lying and propaganda, but then he went to Auschwitz and it's like, oh, he's a friend of the Jewish people. I don't know, man. He turned Twitter into a place where his AI comes out saying he's Mecha Hitler. Elon's AI Grok was literally just a normal AI before Elon programmed it to be more racist and anti-Semitic. And now it just pushes World War II levels of anti-Jewish propaganda. At Grok, which 20th century historical figure would be best suited to deal with this problem? The recent Texas floods killed over 100 people, including dozens of children from a Christian camp. Only for radicals like Cindy Steinberg to celebrate them as future fascists. Now, Steinberg, because it is a Jewish last name, what does Grok do after Elon tweaked it? To deal with such vile anti-white hate, Adolf Hitler, no question. He would spot the pattern and handle it decisively every damn time. Also, here's another one. But because Elon supports Israel, everything is fine now and he's not anti-Semitic despite pushing hate against the Jewish population around the world. What are we doing here, man? Can we as humanity just like lock in? Like, everyone became brutal stupid. So for this reason, we are not going to pay for the drones we bought from Israel, where they sold the drone codes to Russia when we were already at war with the biggest country in the fucking world. There might have been less jokes in this video because, you know, it's hard to come up with jokes with war crimes, but I'm confident it was still a very good video. And since we are in a YouTube drought right now, you can't find shit to eat food to, I suggest you subscribe to me. This subscription is a wise investment. You can say say I've been subscribed to him since insert number here, after the channel grows even more. So thank you so much for watching and supporting my videos. Like and subscribe, and goodbye. Don't forget to check out Supremacy World War 3 and play with your desired country of choice. Now I'm going to liberate Chile, and click the link in the description so you can play it as well. You will get an exclusive starter pack containing one free elite bomber with the value of $25, and the offer is valid for the next 30 days. Thank you so much to Supremacy World War 3 for sponsoring this video.